Crash, Chapter 2. The next day, I was out digging again. This time, I brought my dump truck along. I shoveled dirt into the dump truck, then I drove the truck over to the flower bed and dumped dirt onto a purple pansy until I buried it. In the meantime, my little sister Abby was picking worms out of my shovelfuls of dirt. She was having worm races. It surprised me to see a girl not afraid to pick up worms, but she was only 4 then, so I figured she was too young to know better. I figured in a little while she would become a regular girl and scream if she ever touched anything slimy or crawly. Anyway, as I was busy buying pansies, I kept looking down the street. Maybe it was more than looking. Maybe I was hoping to see the new kid, Penn Webb, hoping to do something else to him. But I wasn't seeing him, so after I buried the last pansy, I hopped onto my bicycle and headed down the sidewalk. I had no idea where he lived. I wasn't supposed to cross streets at that age, but I did. Pretty soon the houses and the yards were smaller. I made a U-turn. I was heading back when I heard his voice. "Hey, Murgatroyd!" He was running toward me. He wore a new button. He seemed all happy to see me, which made no sense. "My name's not Murgatroyd," I told him. He gawked at me. "No? No, it's Humphrey," he grinned. "Aw, you were tricking me, huh?" "Yeah," I said, "I'm a real tricker. But I'm not tricking you now. My real name is Humphrey." He nodded and snapped his hand out. "Okay, nice to meet you, Humphrey. I'm still Penn Webb." I stuck out my hand, but when he went to shake it, I snatched it away. I poked his forehead with my finger. "Ha ha, tricked you again," he laughed. "Hey, want to see my turtle?" "No," I said. I pointed at the new button. I could tell it only had one word. "What's it say?" "Peace," he said. "Peace? What kind of junk is that to say on a button?" I pretended to reach for the button. His hand shot up to cover it. "Ha!" I laughed. "Tricked ya." His hand went away. He stepped closer to me. Crazy as it sounds, I got the feeling that he was inviting me to snatch his second button if I wanted. So I did. I plucked it off his shirt, but there was no hole this time to dump it in. I thought of pinning it on myself, but what did I want with a button that said peace? So I gave it back to him. "Where's your house?" I said. He pointed right behind him. "There!" I couldn't believe it. "Who are you tricking?" I said. "That's no house. That's a garage." He looked at the place, looked at me. "No, I'm not tricking you. We live there. We moved in 2 days ago. Honest." I still couldn't believe it. It was no bigger than a garage. In fact, I found out since then that it really was a garage once, until somebody changed it into the world's dinkiest house. An old man came out of the place. He waved at us and called, "Hello, boys," and went around back. "Your grandfather lives with you?" I said. The kid giggled. "That's my father." "Your father? That guy has white hair." "Well, sure. He's 51 years old. He's 5 years older than my mother. I was a late baby." "I know, I know. I was a happy little surprise, too." "Huh?" "I was. My mother and father thought they could never have any babies, and then all of a sudden, poof!" He threw his hands in the air. "I came along. They called me their happy little surprise." I was ready to give him a two-finger surprise up his nose if he didn't cut out all this baby doodle. Seeing the white-haired old guy, father or whatever, made me remember something from the day before. "Who did you say you got your name from?" "My great-grandfather. He named me after the Penn Relays. Not many children have a great-grandfather. My dad says I'm really lucky. Want to see my turtle now?" "No." "I'm lucky, too." "Really? Do you have a great-grandfather?" "No, I have a great-great-grandfather." His eyes rolled. His head wobbled. "Wow, you are lucky. He's 115 years old." His head almost wobbled off. "Yikes!" He staggered backward across his front yard, which was the size of a bathroom mat, and flopped onto his back. "115? I could tell this moron anything. "Okay," I said. "I'll see the turtle now." He jumped up and ran into the house. He came back with the turtle. The shell was yellow and brown. "It's a box turtle," he said. He turned it over. "See, here's his name." Thomas was carved into the bottom shell. "Want to hold him?" He handed me the turtle and I took off on my bike. "Hey," he yelled. I steered with one hand and pedaled like a demon up the sidewalk. Then I quick stopped, put the turtle on his back in the middle of the sidewalk and called, "Ha ha, tricked ya." I took off. I stopped again as he was picking up the turtle. "My name's not Humphrey either," I rode on. By the time I got home, a question was really bugging me. I felt silly asking my 4-year-old sister, but there was no one else around. She was collecting those bugs that roll themselves up into little gray balls. She had them all lined up. She was being real quiet so the bugs could think it was okay to open up. As soon as one of them did, she touched it with the tip of her finger, and it balled right up again and sent her into giggles. "Do we have a great-grandfather?" I said. She went, "Shh," and gave me a dirty look. She whispered, "I don't know. Ask Mommy." Well, it turned out that we didn't have one, but I didn't learn it from my mother. I was staying out of her way for a while, because when she came outside that day, you could hear her all over town. "Where are my pansies?"